This is Radharasura Nidhi, November 18th, 2010. We're continuing to discuss a very beautiful verse by Saraswati Pad about this, the cooling of the effect of Radharani's lotus feet, the soothing influence of Radharani's lotus feet. And we're going through word for word. Vrindavaneshwari Tvaiva Pada. Vrindavaneshwari Tvaiva Pada Ravindam. Premamritaika makaranda rasoga purnam hridyarpitam madhupate smara tapamugram nirvapayat paramashitalam ashrayami. So yesterday we talked about premamritam, how Radharani's feet have this, they're like lotuses because they're red and they're soft and they're cooling, and they're like lotuses have nectar inside, and bees get trapped there. So Radharani's feet are full of nectar, of love, and the bumblebee of Krishna gets trapped over there. Madhupate means a bumblebee named Krishna. And our next line is, Ridiyam, Ridi Arpitam Madhupate. This Ridi means heart, and Arpitam means to arpan. We have this expression, Mantan Dan Krishna Samarpan. So in Krishna's case, it's man, tan, dan, radha, samarpan. That Krishna with his mind and his body, man, tan, dan, Krishna worships Radharani. And this is nice. So ridi arpitam madhupate. So this means that Krishna holds and cherishes Radha's feet to his heart. Ridiyam. It says chest, but it means his heart. It's one thing. It says, makes the phrase, I take you to my chest, or I hold you on my chest. And then if someone says, I take you into my heart, or I hold you in my heart, which is more intimate? Which is obviously, if someone says, I take you into my heart, I hold you in my heart, I hold you're dear in my heart. It's much more intimate and much more confidential and close relationship. So Saraswati Pad is glorifying Krishna by saying he's Ridiyam, Ridiya Ridiyarpitam Madhupate. That this, the lotus feet of Radharani, the Vrindavaneshwari Padaravindam, the beautiful lotus feet of Vrindavaneshwari Radharani. Krishna cherishes, he holds him on his broad chest. And this represents Krishna's enshrining Radharani's lotus feet within his heart, his heart of hearts, and worshiping there with everything he has, as I mentioned. What do we have? We have man, tan, dan. We have our mind. We can think, feel, will. We can worship someone with our mind. Manasi seva, manasi puja. And man, tan means our, tano means our body. We can worship someone with our body. We use all of our limbs and senses to please and serve and satisfy our beloved. Man, tan, dan. Dan means our assets, our attributes, our abilities. In general, it means wealth. Man, tan, dan. Radha samarpan. These phrases we have in India are very popular here in India. Generally, they say man, tan, dan, guru samarpan. That the shishya will worship his guru, at least theoretically. It's not very often the case. But he will worship his guru with man, tan, dan, his mind and body and his wealth. Dan means his wealth, his money. But in a broader sense, the term dan means whatever he has of value. For example, someone may have the opulence of singing. He may be a very good singer or say expert flute player. So then he may worship Krishna, man, tan, dan, Krishna samarpan, or guru, by offering his wealth of talent, the wealth of talent of his flute. And in this way, he'll satisfy and serve the Lord. Ultimately, as it's mentioned here, that Krishna is holding Radharani's, her lotus feet, in his heart of hearts, and he's worshiping them with everything he has in his command. And this is a very interesting angle of vision, because in any Vaishnava Sampradaya, you'll find these terms, Krishna Samarpan and Guru Samarpan. But very rarely, in practice, well, let's say not at all, will you find the idea of Shakti Samarpan, Mantan Dan, Ram Samarpan, Vishnu Samarpan, Krishna, Guru, and Krishna meaning Vishnu or Ram, but Mantan Dan, Sita Samarpan, I've never read. You won't read it in Ramayana and Ramcharitamanas. You won't read such a concept, such an angle of vision, nor in Kumara Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, or the Madhva Sampradaya. You won't find Man Tan Dan Lakshmi Samarpan. You won't find. Because Lakshmi and Sitadeva are the consorts. They're the Shaktis of Vishnu and Ram. But in Gaudiya Sampradaya, it's Vrindavaneshri. The verse starts like that. That the Saraswati Pad and his Manjari Sakhi Sarup, he's saying, Vrindavaneshri, Vrindavaneshri Tavaiva Padaravinda. He said, oh, Vrindavaneshri, your lotus feet are very extraordinary. That's his first thing. First he says, the very first word indicates the direction of the verse. He doesn't say Dasi or Kinkari or he starts off by identifying, who is Radharani? She's an Ishvari. Ishvari means controller, lord, master, controller, queen, swamini. And is she just a controller of a house? The homemaker or queen of the house, king of the house, queen of the house? No, she's the queen and she's a controller and queen of all of Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshri Radha. And Vrindavan means the land of Krishna's heart. Vrindavan means the land of Krishna's heart. And this is where, in the land of Vrindavan, Krishna has his greatest experiences of love. He, Bhagavan, Purushottam, he displays his greatest feature as the loving God, the greatest, most intimate, relishable, rasik, rasika shekhar, akila rasa murti, Krishna, this rasika shekhar Sri Krishna. This form of Bhagavan in Vrindavan relishes the topmost ecstasies and loving exchanges with his devotees, whether they're in Sakirati as friends, or Vatsalirati as parents, or in Madhurati as lovers. So therefore he's called Lila Purushottam. Lila means to love, to play. This is Lila. And technically in Sanskrit it means, Li means Alingita, Alingita. And La means to accept. We say Lelo, La, take, accept, take. So Lila means the word Lila. Everyone's heard it as Lila. And Lila means to accept the embraces of his lovers. Alingita. Alingita means embrace. We say premalingita, a warm, loving embrace. So this is the land of, this is Lila Bhumi Vrindavan. Yes? Yes. And the Lord of this place is Lila Purushottam. So what is Bhagavan, Purushottam Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, in Vrindavan? He's just simply accepting loving embraces. So therefore, Vrindavan is the land of love. The land of the highest love, most intimate, confidential, sweetest love. Madhuram, Madhuram, Madhuram. Madhurya Vrindavan, Sridham Vrindavan. There's only Madhur here, Madhur Ras. In other dhams, Dwarka and Mathura, there is some sweetness, but it becomes mixed with some reverence, some maryada. You've heard of maryada avatar, maryada Purushottam Sri Ram. So when Krishna displays himself as a king, naturally, kings follow some protocol. Kings follow some codes of behavior and morality and ethics. And the extreme form of the Bhagavan, who is displaying the topmost form of ethics and morality, is none other than Maryada Purushottam Sri Ramchandra. So even in Mathura, Krishna somewhat diminished in the sweetness of his presentation. There is some Aishwarya mixed in, Aishwarya Mahi Prem, mixed with his Madhurya. But Vrindavan is just sweet. Madhuradipaterakilam madharam, Madhuradipaterakilam madharam. Lila Madhura, Yamuna Madhura, Venu Madhura, Gavo Madhura, Varanam Madhuram. Everything, this song, this poem by Sri Vallabhacharya from the Vallabha Sampradaya is called Madhur Astakam. And he's explaining everything is sweet about the Lord of Sweetness, Madhurati Patera. Madhurati Patera, Akilam. Akilam means everything. Madhurati Patera, Akilam, Madhuram. Madhuram, Madhuram, Madhuram. This is Vrindavan. So this Vrindavaneshri, she is the Lord of this Madhur Vrindavan, Madhurya Vrindavan. She is the queen. And then, so now this verse is glorifying how she rules this place and how she's the supreme ruler, because she's ruling over the supreme kingdom of love. Vrindavan is the kingdom of love, but there's Sakyarati, love with friends, and there's Vatsalyarati, love with parents, but then there's Madhurati. That means conjugal love, husband and wife, but conjugal love has two aspects, as you must be knowing. One is lawful, legal, legitimate love, and the other is illegitimate love, which is unlawful. It's par amor. It's an extra amour, an additional lover. One plus one equals fun. No. What? One plus one equals fun. This sounds irreligious. But you have your wife or your husband, your pati or patni, your husband. But then there's a upapati. The term is called upapati. It means another one. Ocho. So this is parakiya bhav. Parakiya bhav. Parakiya Madhur Bhav. This is Vrindavan. This is Parakiya Bhav Stan, Vrindavan. And Radharani is, she's the Lord of Upapati Krishna's heart. She's the Upapatni. Upapati and Upapatni. Of course, she's not really an additional wife because Krishna never married Radharani. There's some mock marriages in Bandiravan with Brahma. And then there was the marriage on the year when Krishna became all the coward boys also. So there are some instances of marriage. So this is this particular phrase. So why? Because he's addressing, it's very pointed and specific, calculated, well thought out. Why Saraswati Pad, he's calling Radharani Vrindavan Eshri. And I explained something why. But then, in the same verse, as we see in the Bhagavad Gita, sometimes Krishna is called Rishikesh, and sometimes he's called Madhusudan, and sometimes he's called Govinda, and Arjuna is called Gandiva Raj, or this or that. Different names. He's called Conqueror of Sleep, Gurukesh. Oh, Gurukesh! He says, Arjuna is called Gurukesh. He's a conqueror of sleep. Guda means sleep. So he says, Vrindavaneshri Radha is on this side as the Prema Shraya, the Alamban, let's say, the Alamban, Vibhava Alamban, the Nayaka and the Nayak, the hero and the heroine. So the heroine in this movie, in this Leela drama, is Radhika. Which Radhika? Because there's some Yogini Radha, some Yogini, Vyogini, and some Vyogini, Samyogini, and Kirti Dasuta, Vrindavaneshri Radha. And this is Vrindavaneshri Radha, Kirti Dasuta, Kirti Dasuta, the daughter of Kirtida. This Radharani Vrindavanam Prityaja ek Paramekam Nagachati. This Radharani doesn't take one step out of Vrindavan, and Krishna never takes. If Krishna's not going out, I'm not going out. Wherever Krishna goes, I'm going. Obviously. And then the Manjaris have the same bhav. If you tell me that Krishna's gone to Dwarka, I say fine. I'm here in Vrindavan with Vrindavaneshri Radha. But if you tell me that Radharani has gone to Dwarka, then I'm gone. Immediately I go to Dwarka. This is Das Goswami is praying in one Stavavali. Why Madhupate? Madhupate means the lord of honey, the controller of honey. I mean, it's another name for bumblebee, Pati. Pati means lord, husband, father. So he's saying here that this Madhupate, they like to go to the lotus flowers. So the lord of sweetness, the lord of honey. Madhu means honey or sweetness. So Madhupate also means honeybee. But what is the nature of the honeybee Madhupati? What is the nature of a honeybee and any honeybee? He finds some red lotus flower and he puts his face inside there and he starts drinking the nectar. And two things happen. He gets refreshed, he gets invigorated, and he gets intoxicated. He gets intoxicated to such an extent that he forgets where he is, what time of day it is. He forgets his wife and everything. He forgets the queen bee. He's got the queen is at home, isn't it? The bee, the worker bee, the bee is in the flower collecting nectar for whom? For his wife. Who is the wife? The queen bee runs around the beehive. And he's out there flirting with these flowers, flower ladies, right? These lotus flowers. So he forgets everything. And then gradually the sun's going down. He's in the lotus flower drinking all this makarande, this sweet pollen nectar. And then he's a little intoxicated because he drank too much. A yogi should never eat too much or eat too little, or sleep too much or sleep too little. So this Madhupati, this honeybee, he's drank so much he can't really fly even. He becomes like, he's staggering in the lotus flower. And then the sun goes down. And what happens to the lotus flower when the sun goes down? It closes. And who's inside? The honeybee. He's in big trouble. And what the speaker, the queen bee, is wondering, where is my husband? He's with the red lotus flower. So that's Madhupati. He forgets about his home in Nandagram. He forgets about the coward boys. He forgets about the cows. He left the cows at Gwalpakur. And he's met Radharani at Radhakund. And he's fallen into the trap of her lotus face. And he's been mystified and enchanted by the sweet nectar of her voice, her sweet riddles and poems. And the prema, what is it? Surata Katamritam. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has a beautiful poem called Surata Katamritam. Surata means confidential love talks. Surata Katamritam. Radhika and Shyam are lying in a kunja in Lalita's kunj. Lalita Ananda. Lalita Anandada. That kunj which gives bliss to Lalita, or that kunj in which Lalita provides wonderful ecstasy and happiness to Krishna. And Radhika's there with Shyam, and they start speaking, oh, you're like this, and why is your body like this? And Shyam says, why is your body like this? And very intimate, rasa-filled talks between lovers, at least bedtime talks, nicknames and all these things. This is a very high subject. So this honeybee is, Krishna's there. He's relishing the cool, sweet nectar from the lotus flower. But this honeybee, Krishna, is a little bit different, Madhupati, because he is refreshing and appeasing his thirsty heart, not by drinking honey nectar like a Madhupati often does or usually does. He's holding the nectar-filled lotus flowers of Radha's feet tightly to his chest. So it's a little reversal of nature, reversal of his svabhav or nature. The Madhupati, his characteristic, his svabhav, his surup lakshan is to enter the lotus flower and drink the nectar. Now this honeybee is different. He's not entering the lotus flower. He's holding the lotus flowers. Usually goes inside. Now the honeybee is coming to lotus flower. Oh, lotus flower, you're very nice. Ah, that's nice. Because this lotus flower is Radharani's feet. Right? That's what they said. Prem Amri Taika Makaranda Rasoga Purnam. That her Padaravindam, Radharani's lotus feet are Purnam. They're completely full of an ocean of sweetest prema nectar. love-filled nectar. And this honeybee is just holding them to his chest tightly. And we mentioned yesterday that a bumblebee of this material world, like us, he is limited. His body, one part of his body, can only engage in one function. A human being or a honeybee can see with his eyes, he can hear with his ears, he can taste with his tongue. But we see that this Krishna honeybee, we know the nature. Lord Brahma described the nature of this honeybee, known as Krishna, by saying that Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti pashyanti panti kalyanti charam jaganti ananda chinmaya surujvala vigrahasya govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami. He's saying that this Marupati Krishna, this honeybee known as Krishna, he's holding Radharani, he's cherishing and holding Radharani's lotus feet on his head, on his chest. Ridiyarpitam, it says, Ridiyarpitam Marupate Smara Tapam Ugram. Smara Tapam Ugram. Ugram, you must have heard of Ugra Nishringa. Yes? Ugra Nishringa, there's Shat Nishringa and Ugra Nishringa. Shat Nishringa, he's a more attractive form. He's very peaceful. Shanti. And he's smiling, and he's already finished off Haranyakashipu. And he has this little boy on his lap, the Prahlad. And Sanatan Goswami Pad in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he says that Nrisimhadeva is expressing, to some extent, he's expressing in a limited way Bhagavan's personal desire to relish Vatsalya Bhav with his devotees. But of course, the bhav of Prahlad and Nrisimhadeva is something like Shanta or Dasi, you could say. But Sanatana Goswami brings out the point that Bhagavan here, in this particular form, because there's a Das avatar, and we don't see much Vatsalya Bhav with Vraha or the other with Matsya. There's a little more on the Shanta side of things. But now, Nrisimha picks up Prahlad on his lap and he starts licking him. Nrisimha is Narahari Bhagavan. He's half lion, half man. And he picks him, he says, "Oh, my sweet boy, all the demigods are standing here cowering in fear, afraid to even speak to me, and they pushed you forward. Hey, you pacify him, you mollify Nrisimhadeva because he's so much crowed, so much angry. He's ready to burn down the universe." And even Lakshmi, they said, "Lakshmi, does your husband say something?" She said, I don't know. My husband, but I don't recognize so much this type of form." And then, Prahlad, they said, "Prahlad, you know, go cool him down." So Prahlad just went up, "Oh, my Lord," like this. And the Lord picked him up, put him on his lap. He's licking him like a cat. A big cat licks its kitten. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So in the Tikas there, Sanatana Goswami says, here, although it's limited, Bhagavan's expressing his desire to have taste parental love with his devotees. And then later, of course, he becomes Ram and Krishna and Balaram, and he experiences Vatsalya Bhav with Kaushalya and Rohini and Mother Yashoda and Devaki. That's a side point. So what I was mentioning is this Madhupate, that he is relishing this nectar from Radharani's feet, Prema Amrita, Makaranda. But he's usually a bee goes inside, the characteristic of a bee goes inside the lotus flower, drinks the nectar, becomes intoxicated. But now this honeybee is holding Radha's feet to his chest, a very strange honeybee. But we were making the point yesterday by citing this verse from Brahma Samhita that this honeybee is Bhagavan. Aishriyasya samagrasya virayasya yasya kshatriya. And one of his potencies is angani yasya sakalen. He can taste with his skin. He can eat with his eyes. He can hear with his nose. You can plug up Krishna's ears and he can hear what you're saying with his nose. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. His senses are interchangeable. We cannot eat with our ears. Otherwise we just say, Mahaprasad Govinde, and then we're full. We have to sit down and honor the Mahaprasad to our neck, Akantapuriya. So it's something, you know, a little bit difficult to eat with your ears. So now Krishna and Madhupati, the Sannivi, is holding the feet of Radharani to his chest. And he's a cheating type of bumblebee, because even though he's not inside the lotus flower, he's not drinking the nectar with his mouth like an ordinary Madhupati or honeybee. He's Krishna, Purushottam. So he can drink the sweet nectar, the premamrit of Radharani's feet, through his heart. He's holding Radharani's feet to his chest, which means his heart. Because it says, Vridyam Yarpitam, Vridyarpitam Madhupate Smara Tapa Mugram. Vridyarpitam Madhupate Smara Tapa Ugram. He's very clever, Madhupati, very clever bumblebee. So he's holding Radharani's feet to his heart, Vridi. Chest, okay, what's inside the chest, the heart? In the core of his heart. Then he's drinking the nectar from Radharani's feet. And what is the effect of that nectar? That effect is that, it says here, smara tapam ugram. Remember ugra nishringa I mentioned in shant nishringa? The smara tapam. Tapa means fire. And ugra means horrible. A very horrible, devastating, vicious fire. Tapam ugram. What kind of fire? The fire of erotic desire. Smara tapam ugram. Smara garala kandanam. Right? Gita Govinda? Kavi Jayadev is telling Gita Govinda. Smara garala kandanam. Mama shirasi mandanam. Dehi parapalavam udharam. He's saying, oh, Radhika, I am suffering. I'm burning. And your separation, you're showing your bhamya prakara, your man, you're showing contrary mood towards me. You're not interested in my advances. You're not interested in my riddles and jokes. You're not interested in my love offerings of vamshi and mukut and more. I'm offering at your feet my peacock feather. I'm offering at your feet my vamshi. And I'm offering my crown or my pagri. And you're just looking like this. And the sakis are saying, can't you read English, man? Krishna, can't you read the signals? Signals. The signals of one lover to another. The obvious signals if a man approaches a woman to seduce her, she can give obvious signals which indicate, yes, green light. Yes, green light, step on the gas. And he says, all right. Vroom. Or she can say, she can give a signal, like a look or an expression. Get lost. A look or an expression or a look or what to speak of. In America, they're quite blunt about things. Beat it, Buster. If some man approaches a woman to seduce her, then he'll say, hold on to that. Didn't we go to college together? Or there's some opening line, everything. Oh, what's this book about? Can you tell me about this book? Anything, whatever. And then the lady understanding all what the person is about, and if she's not interested, she'll say, hey, listen, man, just beat it. Beat it means get lost. Jow, jow. So the suckies are saying, Lalita says, can't you see the signals, the clear signals that Radharani's giving you of Bhamya Sabhav, of Man? She's saying, I'm not interested. Can't you see? She's saying, Krishna, I'm not interested. Your proposals, your offerings, your submission, your surrender, your riddles, your joking, your words of pacification and mollification. Can't you see? It's as clear as day. Now, jao. Go back with your coward voice. So then, this is a problem. Smara, so then Krishna in the Gita Govinda is saying, Smara garala kandanam, garala, garala, what is this garala? Smara, the same word, this is smara tapam ugram. It says, smara garala kandanam. He says, Radharani, please, I'm burning. And the garla means poison. You take one snake and then another snake and you take 1,000 cobras and let them bite you at the same time. And inject and fully pump their, you know, pump their full venom into your sweet little bloodstream. 100 cobras. Because they're really envious and really angry, they go like this. And they squeeze their lips. When they squeeze their lips, there's little sacs there behind the fangs. The fangs are connected to two little poison sacs. And they can just go like, they can give you a love bite, or they can get, wah, 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 you know, full, like the guy has a gun. He can shoot you once, and he goes, do, 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 right? He can give you 7 shots with his .22 pistol. That's the gangland mafia. That's how they finish off people. Put a little .22 or .28 caliber. Usually they give you 3. One for the road, one for me, one for you, and one for the road. Dunt, dunt, dunt. So the whole poison, Krishna's smara garla, he's smart. Radharani, please break this fire of lust. I'm burning in the smara garla. This intense poison of erotic desire for you. Smara garla akandanam. You heard of akanda kirtan? No break, huh? 24-hour akanda kirtan mandali. This is kandanam. Break it. Stop it. Finish it. And then Radharani said, what can I do about that? That's your problem. I'm just beautiful. I'm just sweet. I'm attractive. If you're burning with lust and erotic desire, that's not my fault. Hey, you better see a psychiatrist. I'm cool, calm, and collective. Smaragara lakandanam. And he said, no, you have the solution. Listen. Mama Shirasi, was it? Mandanam. He says, you have something. That poison is burning my head. Because when one is infected by Kamadev, Kandarpa, then there's one thing that he becomes infatuated. There's 5 changes that go through the person. Infatuation, there's Sanskrit terms. Krosha Madana. There's attraction, infatuation. Then there comes a state called burning. He starts burning. He's like, I gotta have her. He's burning with lust. It says burning with lust. It's one of the stages. And the last stage of Kandarpa, because it's 5 arrows and 5 stages of lust, calm, is mada. Mada means maddening. Mada means intoxicated. You're totally intoxicated, mad with desire, intoxicated. You can't sleep. You can't eat. These are also symptoms. You lose interest in sleeping, eating. And all night, oh, she looked at me. Oh, she's so sweet. And all night long, and your mother says, you're not taking dinner. No, I don't feel so good. And you're not taking breakfast. I still don't feel so good. You're not taking lunch. I really don't feel very good. Well, what do you want anyway? Oh, I can't really tell you what I want. I want the object of my lust. This is the madness. One of the conditions is losing sleep, losing interest in food. And it happens everywhere, all the time. In France, and India, and everywhere. Cupid is Cupid. Lust is lust. Japanese lust is the same as Indian lust, isn't it? Is Japanese lust is different than Indian lust? No. Smara garla kandanam. Mama shirasi mandanam. You have to mandanam. The poison is burning my head. The poison of erotic desire to enjoy you, Radhika. And it's made, my head is cracking. So Mama Shirasi Mandanam, please ornament and decorate my head with something. What? Then he gets serious. He says, Dehi Parapalavam. This is the medicine. This is the solution. Give your feet to me to put on my head. To what? To break, Kandanam, that poison fire, that vicious poison fire of erotic desire. Shringar Ras. Ujvala Ras. Now, that same Krishna, Marupati, he's also doing the same thing. Ridyarpita Marupati Smaratapam Ugram. Radharani, I'm holding your feet in the core of my heart. I'm worshipping. Arpan. Man Tan Dan Radha Samarpan. And that You know why I'm holding them on my heart? Because Smara Tapam Ugram. Now it's Ugram. Before it was Garlam. Smara Garlam. Now it's Smara Ugram. Smara Tapam. Garlam means Tapam. Tapam means fire. Burning fire. Top. And tapasya, you burn. When you perform tapasya, you burn. Your mind burns. Your body burns. You get very hot. You perspire. Your mind cracks. Oh, Nirjala Ekadasi is so difficult. Oh, don't do it. Just fast half day. Oh, just fast till sunset. Oh, you're so thirsty. Oh, you have acid stomach. Oh, you're too much pitta. You have to drink. And the mind tells so many things. Because you try to do tapa. And your mind burns, because tapa means burn. Your mind will burn with misconception, misunderstanding, and weakness. Your body will burn. You'll get cold sweat, and your body will break out in sweat, and your whole shirt, everything becomes soaking wet sometimes during nirjala. Intense heat. Tap means heat, fire. But what else does tapasya do? It burns the seeds of sinful desire. Tapo divyam puchukyena sattvam. Right? In fifth canto Bhagavatam. Tapo divyam puchukyena sattvam. This is Shabadev's teachings that he's telling his sons. He says, listen, don't be like a pig. He says, Nayam deham deho bhajani loke kashtan kaman arhate vidbujamye. Tapo divyam puchukayena sattvam shudyed yashmat brahma sokyam tonantam. He's saying, do tapa. Tapo divyam puchukayena sattvam shudyed yashmat. If you, then brahma sokyam. Hey, my dear sons, my dear 100 sons. I was a king. I have a lot of experience. Listen to me. You're just princes. You're young, you're virile, you're strong, you're passionate, you're lusty. Listen, don't go hog wild. They have expressions like this. Don't go hog wild. He said, don't become a vidvaraha. Don't become a stool-eating pig. Gross sense enjoyer, vishayi jana. You should do tapa, divine, tapo divyam. Follow divine austerities. Austerities connected with Bhagavan, for Bhagavan Priti, for Bhagavan Tosh. For the pleasure of Bhagavan, Kartik Brat, Chaturmasya Brat, Ekadasi Brat, Janmastami Brat, Ram Nomi, and Chaturdasi, Shiv Chaturdasi, all Bratas which connect you to divinity, connect you to the divine, to the Lord, for His pleasure, Santosh, Haritoshanam, Samsudhir Haritoshanam. And what happens if you do those tapasyas? You burn. And what happens? You burn and all the impurities come out of your heart. Tapo divyam puchakayena sattvam shudyad. You become sattvic, pure, peaceful, satisfied. Shud, sattvam shudyad. You become, shud means pure, shudman. Tap gives shudman. And when the mind is pure, then one becomes brahmasokyam tvanantam. When the mind is pure and spiritualized and connected with Brahman, he experiences Brahmanand. And is connected with Bhagavan, he experiences Premanand. Ah. Brahma Sokyam. Sokyam means Sukh. Brahma Sukh. Swarga Sukh. Indriya Sukh. He's saying, listen, kids. You're princes. You're going to sit up for Indriya Sukh like a pig, enjoying your senses, eating, sleeping, mating. Ahara Nidra Maitun Bhayam. You're going to live like a pig? And settle for Indriya Sukh, you can have Brahma Sukh. Enjoy the Brahmananda, the bliss of Brahman. So here, Krishna, he's also Tapam. And Saraswati Pad is saying, Smara Tapam Ugram. I am burning in a Ugram, Ugranashringa, a very terrible, horrible fire of Smara, lusty desire. But now I have found the solution. I'm holding your beautiful petal-like feet. Dehi pada palavam. Palavam means like the leaf bud. Before a leaf opens up, there's leaf bud and flower bud. The flower is like this and goes like this. The leaf bud is twirled around like this and it's closed, a little bud. And it's green, and the very tip of a leaf bud is always kind of reddish pink. Like you see neem leaves, for this is a neem tree. When the very new neem leaves come, which are used in Ayurveda. In different seasons, you take neem leaves for the prakriti, the body balance. So those nuni leaves, they're very soft, they're very small, and they're green, very nice color green, and the tip is reddish. These are the medicinal ones. And you make ras from that, or you take those leaves. And they're hard to get, because they're usually way up in the top of the tree at the end of the branches. These lower branches where you can kind of get, they're older leaves. They're all green, you can see them, they're all green, you see? They're green from tip to tip, yes? You don't see any red there, you can see, tip to tip. So you have to go up in a tree or send somebody up there, some monkey kid or something, or get a ladder, and then you can find these medicinal neem leaves. Many of you know, you're Indian people, you know about these village medicines. Because I know something of this a little bit. So our feet are reddish like that leaf bud. Dehi parapalavam udaram. Please, Krishna is begging Radharani. Oh Radharani, please, dehi. Dehi means please, I beg you, please. Do something to save me. I'm burning alive in the snake poison of erotic desire. You have the ability to save me. Will you let your Nagar perish in the fires of erotic desire? And that smaratapam? Will you allow this to happen to me? Oh, please be merciful to me. This is Gita Govinda. Now here's the same idea. Marupati. So then he's taking shelter there. So what effect, the question can be raised, what effect does Krishna experience from holding Radha's lotus feet, which are filled with honey nectar of Mahabhav, Premamrit Makaranda to his chest? Sripad gives the answer, Smaratapam Ugram, and I explained. Now he says, Nirvapayat Paramashitalam Ashrayami. Nirvapayat. Madhuram Samapayat. This word, like we say, Madhuram Samapayat. Apayat means the end, the conclusion. And this is a concept that Rupa Goswami describes in Natya, or in Natya Shastra, or in drama, Lalita Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, or other dramas. In Sanskrit, everything should end. Samapayat means all endings. Samapayat. All endings or everything should end on maduram. Maduram samapayat. Everything should end on the sweet note. So after they have pravachan, what do they do in Gaudiya Sampradaya? After this pravachan, generally they distribute mahaprasad, which is very sweet. Or the harikata may be sweet itself. That's also sweet for the heart, sweet for the mind. The rasikata. Tava katam ritam. The kata is like nectar. It's just like pivata rasam, alayam. That you're drinking that nectar, pivatam. You're drinking that. It's shabda. It's not rasam. You drink rasam, liquid, ras, water, milk, amrit. That's rasam. You drink it. But this is Pipita Rasam Alayam. In the first canto, it says, Nigamam Kaputur Galitam Phalam. He says that this Bhagavatam is like, it's like a fruit of the tree of the Vedas, the Vedic tree of knowledge, Vedic tree of wisdom. It's one fruit that's produced. It's called Bhagavatam. Bhagavat is Veda Phal. It is the Prem Phal of the Vedas. And it's oozing a juice. The Katam, Hari Katam Ritam and Radha Katam Ritam. Vrindavan Katam Ritam. And that juice is oozing out of that fruit of the Bhagavatam. And the sages, they were drinking it. Drinking ras with their ears. Now, that's very interesting. The Hari Katam is coming in there. And there's so much ulas, so much ecstasy. So this word is also here. Nirvapayat Paramashitalam Ashrayami. So this means the terrible burning fire of lust, the smara tapam ugram, was extinguished by the shitalam. You must have heard of shital pain bomb. Sound familiar? Shital pain bomb. But actually, this word is saying parama. This is, hey, Radharani is not selling shital pain bomb. she is distributing, at least to Krishna, Parama Sheetal Prem Balm. Not pain, like pain or dard, pain or difficulty. And even they say pain means dard. Kamar dard, sheer dard, this dard. You have pain in your head, pain in your back, then get this cheap ointment and rub it on your kamar, on your back. Kamar dard, this dard, that dard, sheer dard. So here, hey, wait a minute, this is the original Sheetal pain balm. But you're selling Sheetal pain balm. But my Radharani is saying, selling Parama Sheetal. Parama is the topmost, transcendental. And it's not for pain, it's for prem. Because prem itself can create the greatest prem. I mean, pain. Prem itself can create the greatest pain, isn't it? Love hurts. You ever heard that expression? Ooh, she left me. My baby, she left me. Dun, 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 dun. I'm all by myself. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, this Radharani has this, she's opened a beautiful shop here, selling here in Vrindavan, also on the Govardhan Parikrama Marg. Like you go to Govardhan Parikrama Marg, they're selling Sheetal Pain Balm. Radharani's also on the Govardhan Parikrama Marg. She's in the Rasastali and Vasantaras, and she's also selling Parama Sheetala Prem Balm. And the first customer who's purchasing her Prem Balm is Madhupati Sri Krishna Ki Jai. Yeah. Nirvapayet, Nirvapayet. So Radharani is cooling love nectar, the Sheetalam, Parama Sheetalam Amritam of her feet, of her sweet lotus feet. Hare Krishna. Acha. So one acharya mentions this very nice point, because every word has unlimited chapters of meaning. He says, why is Saraswati Pad, he's talking about, he's saying that Madhupati is smara tapam ugram. He said, why is he describing this erotic, this intense erotic desire and passion and pushing of Radharani's mind and heart to be with Radharani, to see Radharani, to have some vogue with Radharani? Why is it described as ugram? Because like ugram refers to Ugra-Nishringa. And there's Shat-Nishringa, who I said is very peaceful. He's in the mood of Atsali. He's licking Prahlad. But then there's another Nishringa, Ugra-Nishringa. Stana-Nishringa. He just came out of the pillar. He's burning with anger. He's ready to burn down the whole universe. You're trying to kill my devotee? Konteya pratijanihi name bhakti pranashati. My devotee never perishes. And Hiranyakashipu, you're trying to kill my devotee? So now he's exhibiting this full form. So they say, the acharyas are saying, Ugra means that as Ugra Nishringa was the most ferocious form of Nishringa, because we talked about Shant Nishringa also. We mentioned he's in this mood of Vatsali licking Prahlad. But this top, this smara is burning. Okay, it's smara tapam. Garalam tapam. Okay, similar. Gita Govinda and Radha Sunanidhi. Burning like poison, garalam. Or just burning like a fire, tapam. Krishna's burning with the fire of this erotic desire, smara, for Radharani Sangha, Nija Sangha. But it's more than that. Because, okay, you've been burning in a fire, but this fire is attacking. Ugram. Ugram means Ugra Nishringa. That Krishna was this fire was actually attacking Krishna. It's like one thing to be burning, but sometimes, like some people have cancer, they get cancer, and it burns, they might have internal cancer, and they feel a sense of burning, but sometimes that cancer is very ugram type. And so it not only burns the inside, but it starts eating you. And the person who has cancer, because I knew one devotee who was staying here had cancer, and that cancer is not only burning you, and you feel burning, you feel you're getting, it starts to eat you, and you can feel you're being chewed and eaten inside by the cancer. And then he was going like this, scratching all the time, and he said, I have a scratch, but I want to scratch my intestines. I want to scratch my stomach, because I feel this entity, this cancer, these cells are eating me, and he kept going like this, and he'd ask us to scratch, we're scratching here. He said, it's not working. So this is, Krishna is not only burning Smaratapam Ugram, but that fire of erotic desire is burning him, and then it's attacking him like Ugra Nrisimha. Ugra Nrisimha really attacked Hiranyakashipu. So this is one meaning of this phrase, this part of the phrase, Smaratapam Ugram. Now we're talking about Nirvapayat, and we talked about this Sanskrit, everything ends on a sweet note. And this is Nirvapayat, it says, means the conclusion, the end of, and here it says completely is extinguished. This apayat means to end, to finish, to conclude, to extinguish. And so I describe that everything should end on a sweet note. So Krishna is burning alive in the Smaratapam, but he's taking shelter. He's found a solution to his burning fire. He's putting out the fire by the Padara Vindam, the lotus feet of Radharani. He's holding onto his heart and taking it deep in his heart. Riddhi Yarpitam Marupate. He's holding him in his heart and he's doing arpan. He's worshiping them with his mind and his wealth and everything he has. And as a result of that, then he's getting the fire is stopping, the attack is stopping, the ugram and the tapam is being extinguished by that. So this is a happy ending, that conclude any drama or any particular leela. This is an interval or a portion of leela and Nikunj leela. That the play or the movie should end on a sweet, happy, sweet note, happy ending. The hero attains the heroine and lives happily ever after. So Krishna was suffering a long ordeal, burning in the fire of horrible fire, burning in the horrible fire. Like an elephant trapped in a raging forest fire, he runs to the safe shelter of entering a cool lake or stream. Of course, that same analogy is used elsewhere by Saraswati Pad, that Srimati Radharani's body, her very form, her Mahabhav Sarupini, is like a cooling river, very fast moving, very cooling river for the elephant named Krishna. That when he's infected with intense desire, then he dives into like an elephant dives into a cooling river and he feels relief. So the whole forest is burning up and he's the king of the forest. His whole kingdom is burning down before him. And his body is starting to burn by the intense scorching flames. So he's running for shelter and he jumps in. Ah. And he takes his trunk and he's pouring water on his back. So Krishna, he's running in the forest of Vrindavan like an elephant, maddened by passion. And everywhere around he sees fire in all directions. He's being consumed by the fire of intense desire, Smara Tapam or Smara Garalam. Then he finds, here's a cooling river. Here's a cooling mountain stream, a cooling mountain river named Radha. Radha. So then he dives in, feels relief. So the Krishna is likened to an elephant maddened by the fire of intense desire. He was burning from the fire of lust to enjoy Radhika, who was showing an unreceptive, unfavorable mood. It's man. Finally, that maddened elephant found relief from the raging fire of Smaratapam Ugram by plunging into the nectar-filled stream of honey-sweet love flowing continuously from Radhika's soothing lotus feet. Vrindavan Eshri Ki Jai.